Hello, my name is Jason, and welcome back to Believers Academy. This is lesson 3 of our series, How to Make Jesus Lord of Your Family. This is the last lesson of this series, and we want to talk about how to change your relationships fast. So let's begin. The first thing we need to do in order to change our relationships fast is to dedicate our families to God. Thank God for each other. Realize each member of the family is a gift of God and should be respected and cherished. After all, God has given an assignment to the family, and we need to make a commitment to dedicate our lives, first of all, to God's work. Realize that your goal is to become like Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is a good and pleasing and perfect." One translation tells us to imitate God. Read and study God's word so that you can know Him. As you learn to depend on God more and more, open yourself and your family to Him. His life will bring peace to you, and your family will bring the life of God to others. God's word teaches us to be content with what God gives, yet seek to receive all of His gifts. Now, to be like Jesus, we must hate evil. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:19, "All who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Anything that is against God and His word should be avoided and rejected." In Galatians 5:22-23, we have a guide as to what our lives should be producing. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. As we dedicate ourselves and our families to God, we will see results. So, to review, how do you dedicate yourself and your family to God? Be thankful for each other. Respect one another. Determine to be like Jesus. Open your heart more and more to God's leadership. Be content with what you have been given and seek to receive all God has for you. Hate evil and embrace the fruit of the Spirit of God. Now, the second thing we need to do to change our relationships fast is change our behavior toward one another. Let change be your way of life. Forgive one another, knowing that God in Christ has forgiven you. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing." We should thank God for each member of our family. And remember, we are all gifts to each other. We need to work together in love, honesty, and integrity as written in Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Don't forget to humble yourself. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, according to 1 Peter 5, 5-6. It says, "And all of you, serve each other in humility, for God opposes the proud, but favors the humble." So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Be tolerant of each other's weaknesses and shortcomings. They are subject to change. And Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Reject greed, pride, and disobedience in all of its forms, and don't allow them to be in your family. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." And some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. The third thing we need to do is let God's way rule our homes. Don't let anything that is not from God rule or even influence you. Avoid strife in every form. But don't stop there. Call for peace in your home and don't settle for anything else. There are many things we can do to let God's ways rule our homes. For instance, don't be suspicious of each other's motives. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Our family is not our enemy. So again, approach each other in love. Give God's grace and mercy to everyone. whether they seemingly deserve it or not. Don't listen when people criticize you for being too lenient. Just do the actions that are expressions of love, and you will be like your loving Heavenly Father. God gives grace and mercy, so we should too. Value integrity. If you say you will do something, do it. If you say you will not do something, don't do it. Be a person of integrity, and others can depend on you to keep your word. Declare and expect wisdom, favor, and prosperity for your spouse and children. After all, God has already prepared it for them. Remind them that whatever they do in Christ is good and brings reward. They prosper in all they do, Psalms 1:3 says. So, to review, our relationships will change fast when we dedicate our families to God and let God's way rule in our homes. This is the end of the last lesson on how to make Jesus Lord of your family. We believe these concrete items of change will help you and cause your family relationships to improve more and more. Please check back with us soon. Believers Academy is continually adding more training series for your benefit. We look forward to your next visit. Until then, be blessed and remember, Jesus is Lord.